This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Denver International Airport has more flight cancellations today. Nearly 300 flights into or out of DIA have been canceled so far. The majority are on Southwest Airlines, which continues to see disruptions nationwide because of a scheduling system error. Yesterday, DIA officials said they will review the airline's operations as well as those of Frontier and United Airlines. The federal government is also investigating. Southwest says it plans to resume normal operations tomorrow. Traffic deaths in Denver have been on the rise since 2020. So far this year, there have been 81 fatal accidents. Veronica Penny has more.
Vanessa Lacayo of the Denver Department of Transportation and Infrastructure says speeding, aggressive driving, driving under the influence, and not wearing a seatbelt all contributed to the high number of traffic deaths this year. The department is focusing on making roads and intersections safer for pedestrians and encouraging safer and more attentive driving behavior. I'm Veronica Penny, CPR News.
The State History Museum's Preservation Office has been awarded nearly $75,000 to investigate and document Green Book sites in the state. Green Book sites were safe, trusted locations where African Americans could stay while traveling in previously segregated America. History Colorado officials say the research will help provide insight into how African Americans adapted and persevered despite widespread racism. Michaela Schifrin has made ski racing history once again. The 27-year-old from Vail won in the slalom race Thursday night at the World Cup. That made her the first ski racer with 50 wins. This is CPR.